start the Gemara. The first piece of Gemara we actually had already mentioned on Dr. Gavin. Our mission is mashma that the Isra Achila and the Isra Hanah come at the same time. The type of Yehuda, Yerav Yehuda, Icha Chamesh. The Ein Ayaychel Umachel. The fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat Chametz and you're allowed to feed it. It's nine. We had this in the first parish. Remei Ayim Rechon Kol Chamesh, Sachin Tzkil HaShesh. Remei Ayim Rechon Kol Arba, Tzkil Kol Chamesh, Sachin Tzkil HaShesh. Therefore, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, so that's the Rabbi Yehuda's cross. So off, so Lachai is Remei. Gemara says, no. Alamai Remei Ahi. Kol Kosha Shemuta Lechom Echol, Kol Kosha Shaychom Echol Mibayim. There's got to be some diet for Muta Lechom. It's more mistaver to say I'm Rabbi Barula that the Masnisa of Gamliel he. Now I'm Gamliel I'm a Chulay Nechol and Kol Arba Truma Kol Chamesh. The Sarfim Mitzchil Hashayz. Achka. Kol Shah Shemut Alechol Chayim B'Truma Yisrael Michael Chul Mabahim of Chayloi. So what did the Gemara do in these 10 lines or 15 lines? Gemara told you how to teach the Mishnah. You have to teach Mishnayis and you have to teach the Mishnah, you would have to tie Shaitin. Kol Shah Shemut Alechol, any time a Kayin is allowed to eat Truma of Chametz, when is Chametz of Truma Mutter, so that we already had in the first parrot, that's even the fifth hour. Machal Abahem Lechaylai, then it's Mutter to be Machal. Now the types of the Mishnah changed from when we learned the Mishnah yesterday or the day before. Now, the beginning of the Mishnah is a very big Kiddush. Telling you, Kol Shah, that a Kayin could eat, a Yisrael could feed his behem. Once we do this, if we revisit the first Rashi is very shver. With the Yuka Itzrich. What do you mean with the Yuka Itzrich? Right? When we went to Mishnah, we didn't have any problems because we didn't know the Gemara yet. Until you know of Gamliel, there's no problem with the first Rashi. Rashi's right. What do I need the first line of the Mishnah for? So Rashi tells you, I need it for the Yuga. But now, I need it for a very big Chiddush. It's not extra. It's called Shasha. What's the Lechel, Michael? It's a Chiddush. The called the man a claim for the Truma, you're allowed to give to your Behem Mechai Vaiz. Now, the Mishnah telling you very good Chiddush. Nobody would have known that. The Marshai asks this Kasha. The Marshai asks that, like the Maskana, it's Rabbi Gamliel. And if so, what do you mean with the UK struggle? It's a very good Chiddush. So I've seen Taka, some of the Akhrainim answer, like Moshe David is saying, that the Destar of Rashi is to explain the Mishnah according to the Havani. But that's not the Mashah's teretz. Mashah says a teretz, which it's like a riddle to understand. I'm not sure I understand it. The Mashah says, he says the following words. He says, Svarahu. So this is Svar. Of course, any time a Kayin could eat chametz of Truma, it's a Svarah that a Yisrael could feed his animal Truma. Because if a Kayin, who's a person, a human being, could eat the Chametz when it's Truma, so certainly Yisrael, okay, Yisrael can't eat it, but he certainly defeated the behemoth. So Svarah, Rashi says, the UK is because it is Pashit. It's Pashit. If you already know that Gamliel permits a Kayin to eat Truma of Chametz in the fifth hour, obviously Yisrael could feed his behemoth. And the name of that's what bothers Rashi. And since it's a Svara, and it's logical that one follows from the other, so the name of Rashi has to say with UK Srif that it's coming to idea because the Mishnah itself is a Dover Pashin. Yeah, that's just Dover Pashin. And some people here is not a dead yet, but it makes sense. And some people think. Well, that's what the Marsha says. Now, I just understand what's the Svara of the Marsha. Is that a Svara? So whatever a Kayin could eat Truma of Chametz, Yisrael could feed his animal Chametz. Do those two things follow each other? Is it the Chiddush?
You can eat it, but of course you can. I mean, you can eat the Chomet, even though it's shum, but it would be on the right of it, or even the bottom.
Is that true? Is that true? Right. Well, why does Uncle Leo say get an extra hour for Truma? What does Truma have to do with his face? You don't want to waste Truma. Truma has Kedusha. So Leo said, you know what? Really, we'd make it 2 hours there. Right? But being that Truma has Kedusha, we only make a 1 hour there. That's Uncle Leo's far. So why did he do that? To protect Truma. So I want to see the Masha Svara. If we're going to protect Truma and give Truma another hour, that you can eat Truma in the 5th hour, so the Masha must be that Israel could feed Chametz the full into his animal. What's not the answer with the other? How can you compare Truma and Chumen? That's Masha Svara.
Once you have maybe 100%, you can't eat anymore.
Why is that proof? I could have, the reason I'm not making 100% is I want to protect Truma from being destroyed.
Right, and after you have that, you see that you're allowed to eat. For whatever reason.
Not for whatever reason. It's to protect, isn't it? To protect the fish of Truma.
That is the reason that you could eat. So you get around. So now you get around.
Does that necessarily follow? That because we're made by Truma, we're automatically going to be made by Chumah.
Why is Because
really, there's really a mitzvah saying the Torah to protect Truma. You know how it takes dumb Truma and destroy it. In the end, you have Truma, okay, he doesn't want to eat it. Leftovers. You can't throw it in the garbage. You understand what I'm saying? In fact, like Shemitah Paris today, that's all the, you can't destroy it. Thank you, with Truma.
So Truma, the only way to not let it go to waste is for a human to eat it. But by
Truma,
you can not let it go to waste by having an animal.
But is it, why don't you want Truma to go to waste? The Pasuk, Shmartem es Trumasa. That's not the way. Paltashas to destroy Chametz because of our Chaka of 2 hours that you shouldn't come to eat it. And put it this way, it's not Mukhrach. Because we want to protect Truma. It's a raya that we're going to protect Poland. I have to talk to understand the Masha Svara. I don't see how one thing follows necessarily from the other. He's answering what the Masha is answering. Rashi is saying it's a Pashta Svara. It's not a Chiddush. To say that when a Kohen can eat Truma, Israel could feed it to his animal, that's Pashta. That I would need the Mishnah for the Svara. That's what Rashi says with the UK Israel. Takapashit, and I need only for idea. I just don't see the Marsha Svara. I don't know. The person I'll show you in the parrot, maybe some of this
explains it. That doesn't say with the Gemara either.
What?
That the Rashi explained in the Mishnah is that it wouldn't fit in with the Gemara.
Why not?
Because the Gemara in the Mishnah is saying only, just like, you know, the inverse, you know, the opposite of what it says that if you, when you can't eat, so therefore you can't feed. The Gemara is saying that at a time when you can't eat,
But the mission just says that achiva means achivas truma. No, it's true. The inverse is true. Whenever you could eat truma, you could feed your animal. But if you not eat truma, you don't feed your animal. It's a good deal if once you plug in truma. But anyway, today's question day. I have some questions today that I don't know the answers to. This is shy. I don't know if I should don't understand.
You say that there's never a chance because that the reason that you would almost send home so much is because you don't want to mess with that. You don't want to pay off the people all this money. So maybe that's on the same level as... Mm-hmm.
But that's the question. Is why would it be on the same level? Why would it be on the same level as Truma, which Truma is in its cafe to protect Truma? Food, it's true, you're not supposed to waste food, but it's not a waste if Chazal said that you can't eat it too hard, it's all wasting. Somehow it doesn't seem to be the necessary problem. So, alright. That's one question that I don't know any answer to. Let's see the next couple of lines of Gemara. Uh, So now the Gemara wants to explain why it says behema, why it says chaya. Lama li lavisni behema, lama li lavisni chaya tzricha. He taught a behema di mishai rechazi lai. So the first part of the Gemara is that it's better that the leftovers be in the open. Why is it better the leftovers should be in the open? So it's better a chaya di mishai mistalai. On the other hand, there's a mylan hiding it. What's the mylan hiding it? You won't see it. So Rashi, according to the gifts that we have in Rashi, it tries to say, and you won't be able to buy your eye. Because this is the tesis that holds from this Gemara that on hidden chametz you're not over. That's very good. What's the mailah? You hide it. The mailah that you hide it, you're not over by your eye. Abba behema. This is in the Mishaira of Lamasaka Baita. We'll call the rabbi or by Yimatse, a malai, tzricha. But a behema. If you feed a behema, take a chametz and you give it to your pet, or you give it to an animal out in the yard, and he leaves all the chametz, are you over by your eye? Yes, the Gemara says, "Kol ha'bayir ha'bayir matre." Im alay tzricha. Anybody have a problem with that? That makes a lot of sense, right? You feed your animal. Will you master it? You master it if you feed your animal? Like this in this Gemara. If you want to master it, that's what it means. Right? Huh? The problem is, what? Not, well, it's your do it. You know, you put it there, it's just going to get taken away. It's not anything.
You'd be master if someone took it away from an animal. You'd be master if someone took it away from an animal.
I'd be mastered if someone commits a hefker.
Yeah.
You say it's a hefker. I'll tell you the truth. There's a problem here too. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Tav Samach Vav, it says that if you feed your animal wheat on Pesach, feed your animal wheat. Wheat is not chametz. Plain good wheat. Feed your animal wheat on Pesach. An animal, when it eats, sometimes salivates onto its food. So it says in the Mechaber that if the saliva of the animal is sitting on the chitim, on the weed, you should destroy it, because it could become chametz. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the chatchila, you don't have to go check. You don't have to go check the chitim. If it happens, you have to destroy it. If the rear, you call it reishus, the saliva of the animal. If that goes on the chitin, you have to destroy it. It can become chametz. But on Pesach, well, the chatchila, you don't have to check. So the Chaf Yaakov says, why don't you have to check? Why don't you have to check? Because you did bittul. Because for the derech, you already did bittul. What bittul did you do? Now, before Pesach, when you did Bithel, that didn't go on this week. Because when you did Bithel before Pesach, this week wasn't Chametz. So the Chaf Yaakov says, it's not, we don't mean the Bithel that you did Erev Pesach. The Bithel that you did Erev Pesach, that Bithel didn't go on this because it wasn't Chametz. At that time, this was plain Chitim. He says, which Bithel am I talking about? Any time a person takes food and gives it to a behemah, that's a bittul. Because you're showing that you couldn't care less about this food. The food doesn't matter to you. And that, putting food in front of an animal, is bittul. You're getting rid of the chametz. If the animal's going to leave it over, leave it over. It doesn't leave it over, it doesn't leave it over. You don't care. The animal eats its fill, and whatever's left over, is that's a bittul.
You
want to eat, whatever it is, it's not a problem. But the animal leaves over, I don't care what the animal leaves over. Well, what it eats, I'm not worried about, because it becomes something while it's eating. I'm not sure. You pass your help. You know, when did you
do
that? Well, yes. So when is the difference? You don't want other people to pay. Well, the leftovers, you don't care. Now, let's put it this way. Even if it gets wet, it takes 18 minutes for it to become hot. I don't know how long it takes animals to eat, but it's going to take them very long. So whatever the rear gets on it, it eats. So I'm not worried about that. Whatever it eats, it eats. The problem is the leftovers in the bottom of the that are in the bottom of the trowel or in the bottom of the or on the floor. That leftovers, the bowel is mabaklet already when he takes a sleeping because there's animal he doesn't care about.
Tomorrow,
I hear.
Isn't the problem that Mara,
but isn't it? But the higher problem with this Gemara. This Gemara says that if you feed an animal, our Gemara says that when an animal leaves over, Yaiver Deraisa. Well, there I bet you could clean it up. Okay, yes, I'm saying I'm asking for the second line, Lashon HaGemara, isn't the first, either way. I don't know how to explain this to Gemara. Besides that, Afisvara, I don't know, I'm not a farmer. Could be that if animals eat a lot of food, it could be. Give an animal 10 pounds of chitim and it leaves over 10 ounces of chitim, that the next day you just dump out whatever's left over and you put it in fresh. I don't know, you know. I'm sure that people who have pets in the house don't leave the leftover dog food in the bowl for the next day. I imagine they wash it out and they eat. You know, has shown the dog should eat leftovers. So I don't know how farmers do it. So let's say farmers do throw it out. So what are you going to say? But the steer it to the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Kaila Bavayah by Imatsa. So why should that make a difference? Why should that make a difference?
The problem is that the responsibility
I agree with you, if it's chametz, it's worse than if it turns to chametz later. But it doesn't take away from the question. The question is, the Chakyaki says it's a bittul. If it's a bittul, it should be a bittul here too. Here, you're giving it Erev Pesach. If you're giving it to Amar Erev Pesach, it should be a bittul. So, it is a bittul, the way of Shalom. If you say... What? In the Nagamara, he wants to take a different animal. And Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't want to take a different animal. It's a very arbitrary thing that you said.
See,
what we say to people, what do we mean? We mean that we don't mean that he starts speaking the words Koch HaMirach HaMirach HaMirach. We mean it's inherent in what he's doing. It's implied in what he's doing that he doesn't care about. We're not talking about pleasure simple, it's not good. We're not asking that you don't care about it, that's business. So when you feed an animal, you don't care about it, you don't care about it. You know, I think the first day of Shir, I mentioned to you, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the beginning of El, when we talked about Rashi and Taisus, if you make a shliach to be mevatel chametz, it doesn't work. If I make a shliach, I tell him, I don't know why a person would do it, but he could do it himself. And let's say a person is afraid he'll forget to do bittul the next day, it's going to work. So he makes a shliach, you be mevatel my chametz to me. Does it work? So we said that if it works the Teres Hefker, the man in the Dharm says he can't make a shliach to be mevatel. Right? But the Shulchan Aruch Rav said that it works. Why? Because when you make a shliach, you tell the shliach be mevatel my chametz, you are being mevatel your chametz. Even though you didn't say the words Koch HaMirach HaMirach HaMirach, but you imply that the chametz doesn't matter to me. I couldn't care less about the chametz. And if you imply that you couldn't care less about the chametz, that's enough. That's similar to the chakyateh. That as long as you show you don't care about this chametz, it's enough. But that doesn't fit. It doesn't seem to fit with this Gemara. It doesn't seem to stem with this over here. Yeah. What?
Because
maybe certain animals. Well, Tez Mechayv certain animals that hide the leftovers. Yeah, but here we're talking about the Gemara is going on a behemoth that doesn't hide it. Tez Mechayv seeing the chay in the folder. What? It's just talking about behemoth. Don't say behemoth. It's talking about behemoth, which is the Meshai Rechazimot. It seems to me that's what he's saying. Maybe you look at the words, you see something different. That's the way the words are read to me. In Tough Summer Club, the Chakyaki is valid. It's on the page in Shulchanar. It's a very tiny letters. Tiniest letters on the page. Tough Summer Club, Dalin. The truth is, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, which also is not matched by the Chakyaki. The Gemara in Bava Kama says, the Gemara has a story there. There were people going in a caravan, and a lion was walking them. So they didn't want the lion to get hungry. Lion doesn't usually attack people, only the tongue. So they didn't want the lion to get hungry. So they threw a donkey to the lion every morning. And they took turns. Every day a different member of the caravan had to lose a donkey. One day it was Rav Safra's turn. The Gemara says Rav Safra threw his donkey to the lion. So the lion didn't eat it. Covered for Rav Safra. The lion didn't eat Rav Safra's donkey. So the Gemara says, Hadar v'kazachi bay. He went back and he was eating his donkey. He took his donkey back. So the Gemara asked, did he have to make a new kinyan in his donkey? He wasn't master the donkey. He was master for that reed. He wasn't master for anybody. The Gemara says, the Mechinani, he didn't have to do a new kinyan. He still is. When he threw it to the Ari, he didn't, that's not making it Hefker, that's just for the guard, just for the Ari. It's not Hefker for everybody. That Gemara seems to say that when you throw food to an animal, you're not masker. When you throw food to an animal, you're feeding the animal, but you're not masker it, you're not totally absolving yourself of it. Certainly, the whole bit of Hefker is arising that Gemara, that feeding an animal is not Hefker. Chakyaka says, when you feed an animal, it's a bit old. Sakamara seems to say the reverse.
What's
left over, you are mabani. What does that mean? What does that mean, you mabani? What does it mean? We're not talking about a person who, for firmer reasons, got up and did this. We're saying it's implied, the person feeds this animal, it's implied that he doesn't care about this anymore.
No, but he cares about the food, whatever the animal is eating. So,
someone else
can take it before this animal got to eat it, he's not there.
Because he's
cheating
the animal out of food.
He's cheating the animal.
Yeah, but after
the animal ate everything,
it's fine that he doesn't care what happens. Leftovers.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a different Sakamar of the Kamar that's talking about leftovers.
Yeah, no,
it's
exactly.
Yeah, see, he wants
the
Dari to get the Hamar.
I don't hear also. I want my
name to eat the Hamar. Alright, so maybe Bava Kamar wants him to eat. Bava
Kama.
Yeah, so, but yeah, all right. So maybe Bava Kama. Mm-hmm. What about Argemara? It's Shvet. Argemara is talking about leftovers, right? The Hema is in the Mishaira. The way Masaka died, he's called it by Yavai Yavata. Argemara is talking about leftovers. And Argemara says leftovers, you have by Yavai Yavata. And Argemara says leftovers, you're not. And that's what Yaakov is saying, leftovers, you're not by Yavai Yavata. So that's the second question I don't know an answer to. Maybe I have to be more medayek in the Chokyakas Lashon, but as far as I can see, I'd rather want to grab the Shulchan Aruch and bring it up now to read it a Lashon, but Chaim Gimel's are short supply these days. When we learned Baba Bas, there was no shortage of Chaim Gimel's. But if you look it up, if you look up the Lashon, I think you'll have the same problem. You see the Perish of Gemara. All right, let's finish the Gemara. Isis, lovely. I tell you, Ben Lachai, it's not on the Isis. You don't want to be Dr. Burns. So once you mention Ben Lachai, it's done. All right, Tysus, the Ashmina. Tysus here is a very, you say the Sikha Tysus. We mentioned it twice, I believe, maybe more than twice in the first Perish. Tysus here holds, Sikha Tysus, that you're not either by your love, by your must say, on Chomet She'ena Yaduah. You're not over by a rabbi Masai. If you have chametz in your house that you don't know about, you're not over. Let's say it's after Pesach. You found, it comes summer, you take out your trunk, the patch of can, and you find that you have chametz in the trunk from last summer, yes? You left, obviously you left the Danish, it wouldn't look like much, but you left something edible, you have a bag of pretzels in your trunk. So it's a big lechamah to people, it happens to people, they find chametz. So as long as you didn't find it on Pesach, same as you want it. You want to buy a rabbi Masa? With chametz sheni yadua. The chametz sheni yadua, you're not over on buy a rabbi Masa. Wonderful. It's a wonderful cooler.
You do know
what it is. You know the chametz. What happens if you know the chametz, but you don't know where it is?
You can't know.
Where? In which case? Well, what does Tyson say? No, wait, in our case, you don't know for sure the Chaya hit it. The Chaya might have eaten it. Even Shai will come out. If it leaves it over, then it hides. Right? Now, what you're saying is very important. You see why. Let's just learn the first half of Tyson, so he says this. Yashmina Chaya Vishun Demas Malay. Now, you have to appreciate that this is. Says learning this pshat in the Gemara. Not Tyson saying this far in his own. They say that pshat in the Gemara. The Yashmina Chaya, Mishum Damas Nalei. So why does it help with the Chaya hides? It's saying, no, Mishum Bayasin. The Bayasin Nafka Mama Layimase. The fact that Hidden Chavitz Yaivaran, you'll learn out of Layimase. The Ein Zamati, Kibishi Ein Yadua Hechimu. Tyson says, you're not Eva Bayaraya only on Chavitz at Matri, that you can access at will. Mashiach is something that's any yadua hechanu, that's not matzui. And you're not over by your rabbi, you matzui. That's what Taisus says. So this is a big chiddush of Taisus. Now we have to fix this a little bit, because there are a few gemaras that don't seem to fit. For example, on the Afyura Med Aleph, we had a case of all Ubadak Ubayashka. But you saw Fulda take chametz into your house and walk out without it. Ubadak, and you checked your house. Ubayashka, and you couldn't find it. So the Gemara talked about what should you do. So the Gemara compared it to the tumma which was lost in the pile, they couldn't find the tumma. Taisus there, and Yeram Adal said that the Shaila is to their eyes. Not his Rabban, it's to their eyes. He told me he didn't do betel, and it's a shayla by Rabbi Yamase. He takes his son. 1 minute. It's a shayla by Rabbi Yamase. It's chametz sheni yadua. You searched your house, you couldn't find it. Why is that a shayla by Rabbi Yamase? That place is there, said, the Akhba takes chametz into your house, and you look for it, you couldn't find it. So now you have a problem by Rabbi Yamase. Well, by Rabbi Yamase, do I have a problem with? It's chametz sheni yadua.
You know about it.
So the chayra, we have to say a chiluk. That when Taisa says chametz sheni yadua, it means you don't even know if it's there. The hadda chametz sheni yadua is you don't know if you have chametz. But if you know there's chametz, you just can't find it, that's still a problem. Now this chiluk says in the mashal, what? Our taisus. Yeah, our taisus is not mashma. Even if you know the chametz in your house, if you don't know where it is, you're ready not to buy or buy mashma. That's what's mashma from our taisus. I can't disagree with you. But the mashal is on that hayam at base. The mashal says that this taisus is only true in a case where you don't know if there's chametz at all. Now, she'en ken, if you know that there's chametz, you just don't know where it is. That's different. Ashaf says it's silly. Now, the truth is that the Ran, first Ran of the Sefta, sorry, it's not Haman, it's Bava Manala. The first Mashal of Bava Manala. He says it's silly.
Both places that Adam took it in, by the Akhbar and the Akhbar, he took it in. Same way over here also,
except that here we don't know if the chaya took it. We don't know. Maybe the chaya ate it all up.
Here also, maybe the
achbar
ate it up.
Here also, maybe the achbar ate it up. Here also, maybe the achbar ate it up. I know, we said the lechem b'shayla, that's the derech of it to leave over. At any rate, how are you going to answer the suffix why you're not mistook to be afforated? It doesn't take away from the fact that Tosfos there is assuming that you could be either by Rabbi Yom HaSeh and Chametz, you don't know where it is. Tosfos is saying. The Ran, at the beginning of the Sefta, also said, like Tosfos Chiddush. The Ran said that you do Bedika, and he said, Minatari, you don't have to do Bedika. Why not? So the Ran actually gave two reasons, but one of his reasons was, that if you do Bedika, you don't have to do Bedika. You know why? Because you're definitely not over on Bayi Ra, Bayi Matzeh, because it's Chametz Sheni Yadua. Once you do Bedika, it's Chametz Sheni Yadua, which is fine, right? Which is what I said, that if you do Bedika in your house, and you find Chametz, you have to pay, so you're not right. But the Ran said, why do you have to do Bedika in the first place? What do I have to do Bedika for? Why do I have to do Bedika if it's Chametz Sheni Yadua? So the Ran said, that any makam shemachnisu by chametz, that's not cool. If you don't do bedika, and a makam shemachnisu by chametz, that's cool chametz yadua. Because everybody knows that there's chametz in their house somewhere. Everyone knows that you're not going to search their house, you're going to miss something. So the Ran said that a makam shemachnisu by chametz, you don't have a heter and say it's chametz yadua. You do it. I don't know where the chametz is in my house. So we see. This Ran is similar, not identical, similar to the Marshal, that Tosfos Heter only applies when you don't know the Chametz. Not only you don't know where the Chametz is, but you don't know if there's Chametz hidden in the house. So then we have this Heter of our Tosfos, the Chametz Sheni Yadua. Masha'en Ken, if you know this Chametz, you just don't know where it is, if you didn't do Bedika, so then the person is Ayin. So this is Tosfos Shita, as we're with the Marshal and the Ran, we're saying it's a little less of a Chiddush. It applies only if you don't know the Chametz, but still, it's a very good a handy heter of Tosfos. The Chametz Sheni Yadua, you're not over in the Rasim, not over by Rabbi Matan. It's a very significant Shiva. It's not clear how Rashi, if Rashi agrees with Tosfos. Our Rashi is certainly not clear. There's a Girsa on the side. We're not sure which Girsa is correct. But there was a Rashi on Dav Vav by Yaitse B'Shiara, by a person who leaves his house before Pesach. The Gemara said if he returns on Pesach, then everyone agrees before you leave, you have to leave the Gemara. If you leave your house, you plan to return on Pesach, everyone agrees that you have to do a Gemara. And that Gemara itself is partial, of course. If you're going to come over to a Pesach, there's no rayus from the Gemara one way or the other. But Rashi, on Vav Amud Aleph, when he said this, he said that when you return on Pesach, Kishere Ehu Eivrolel, when you see the Chametz, you're going to be Eivra Vayra Vayra. What does it mean, Kishere Ehu Eivrolel? See it, you're over. What does it mean, that? Why Rashi needs to write Eivra Eivra Olam? The Marshal there said that this Rashi is going to Shita Tosfos that on Chametz Sheni Yadua you're not over. On Chametz Sheni Yadua you're not over. So Rashi says, Kishore Eivra Eivra Olam. When you come home and you find the Chametz, then you're over. Up until then, you're not over. Because it's Chametz Sheni Yadua. So it seems from Rashi even a makom shemachnisa by chametz. The Marshal is going on that Rashi. The Marshal is going on that Rashi, and he says that it's talking about Chavit Sheni is the one that you're going to be Ayavi. The Akapanim Rashi, that Rashi certainly implies that Rashi holds you're not Ayavi by your Rabbi Yimati until you see it. Mashal says, Mashma, that Rashi, Al Masha Matza, any Ayavi called Masha Weira is the Arata, Afimu Lehitlai. Yes, Kasha, why? Near the Einai. The Mairi, the Suffolk, Shalayad, the Bevade, Shiesha, Chomets, the Deza. It's all about a person. Well, that's not for sure there's Chomets in his house, for whatever reason. So then you're only either when you found, you find him. Akoponim, it's Masha from that Rashi, he holds like Taisis. The Rambam's Masha is also Masha like Taisis. Now, plucked up Taisis is the Rash. The Rash, at least the way the Karbi Nisanal understands, the Rush, the first parent, Simon Tess, is that disagrees with the with this Taisis and holds that even a Chametz Sheina Yedua, you also have a Bayer Abayi Matze. So the Rush argues with Taisis. Now, in order to explain the Rush, we have to see all of Taisis' Ra'ayis and answer them. Because the Rush argues with Taisis. The Rosh Hashanah, the Chumash Sheni Yidua, you are right, you are right. Let's see, what kashas do we have? What rayas do we have to place? So first of all, we have our Gemara. Our Gemara, let's see, how's the Rosh going to attach the Gemara? Right, the first rayas to place is our Gemara. So let's see. Yash mina chaya, b'shum demats nalot. I've always just said chaya, I would think of chaya is l'kula, because it hides. So Taisa says, a raya, that if it's hidden, you're not on it. How's the Rosh going to explain this Gemara? Okay, it's very shrine the Rosh.
So
what?
Still better than if you find it from the Hema, which leaves it open to the
other Badra. Very shrine of Shad, because it's true, there's such a girsa. I think this Rama Chaim is a Marshal. There's such a girsa in Rashi. It's problematic. It's like a hard to understand what's in one is their eyes or two. You have to run away just as fast from one is their eyes and two is their eyes. So. Right, maybe. Maybe it's a chilitzi ba'ira and ba'yimata. Although the Rush there, the Rush in Siman Tes, seems to hold there's no ba'ira ba'yimata at all, he's ever there. Not the Gemara and the Sheba. But the Gemara learned one from the other. But when we learned the Gemara, we had a question if it's only for the things out listed in the Braisa or it's everything. You mentioned that in my chalitzi around Ba'am and the Rush. So the Kabbin is Simon when our Gemara explains the Gemara like the Rush. Kabbin is Simon when Asa is here. He said the Rush learned that a Bechaya hides it very, very well. The Bechaya hides it very well. And not like Tysus. And the Bechaya hides it very well. And we had that in the Rush Shita, even though you're over on Ba'al Yirah, even if you don't see it, but if it's in a place behind the cement wall, where it's not normal to come to see it, you're not ever by Rabbi Yimase, according to the Rush. The Kabbalah Sanal says that the Rush will learn Abu Chaya, Matsnallah means the Chaya hides it very well. The Chaya usually takes it out of the woods, or it hides it, the small animal hides it behind the walls, right? They creep behind the walls. It's in a place where the Kin Kumli day being seen, and there he's mighty to Taisus. It can't come to be seen. He's mighty not either by Rabbi Yimatz. So that's an answer to answer the Gemara like the Rush. But Dr. Pun, the Rush is the Brach Fukta of Taisus. The other. That would depend. If you're going to say still problem of Yimatz, then you're going to have to say, like Leiza was saying, like Rashi. It's two, so one answer. If you learned that it's always every day, you would have to say that applies to both. It depends on that, which I think we spoke out there in the bottom of the thing.
There's no such thing like that. It's, now, why is that really you have to watch it all the time? Now, why the maybe you'll.
Okay, the Rush himself says that. The Rush himself, but he says that here the second emphasizes. I'll get to that in a minute, okay? Right, one second. There's one more question has to be answered right to Rush. Why is Bedika enough? When you do Bedika, we said in that Torah you don't have to do Bechel. It's enough Bedika. So the Rav said, why is Bedika enough? Why do you have to do Bechel in that Torah? The second is Tosis, because everything else is Chamish Shani and Duran. You're not over it, you're not Torah, you don't have to do Bechel. According to the Rush, why don't you have to do Bechel? According to the Rush, if it's Chamish Shani and Duran, you are over. So why shouldn't the person does the deeper? That's not enough. He should have to do different too. Maybe he has something somewhere in the basement that he's not aware of. So that would seem to be a right to the right. Since the Natara Bajika Sagila, you don't need Bipple. The Gemara said clearly, the Natara Bajika Sagila, you don't need Bipple. Bajika is enough. So why is Bajika adequate? Why don't you have to do Bipple just in case?
Maybe
after
you do
the
bigger
on the plate, you become not Makhachem, you're doing the Makhachem, you're doing the Makhachem,
you're doing
the
Makhachem,
you're doing the Makhachem. Why? What's Makhachem reasoning on the Makhachem? So the Ram, that's really the Ram's second terrace, really his first terrace. The Ram's other terrace on that base of Medallah, why is the Dika enough? It's because Samchen are Chazakas. We rely on a Chazakas. In all of the Kohat Arakula, we rely on Chazakas. If a person, if a couple move into town, they behave like their husband and wife. If someone's Nizana with Aisha Sish, you give him Misa. You don't go investigate, maybe she's not really married then. Sankhan al Chazakas, even Sankhan al Chazakas. Right? We rely on Chazakas. So if a person did a Bedika in his house, the Saymach al Chazakas, and Mimela, that's why Minatari don't have to do this. Right? And the chazaka that you would find it. That the person searches for the chametz and doesn't find it. The house is the chesed baruch.
So once you check, even if it's in the place which is hidden, as long as you won't go into that area, it's not allowed to be there, so anyways, you want to take the towel. And once you check all house, and you check all places which you're going to go into, you anyways, you don't have to do a further vehicle, point to the rush. Well,
it
says like if it's in a cement wall,
that's right. If it's in a cement wall, that you don't have to do because you never had to violate it. The kash was only maybe you missed it, maybe somewhere where you missed it. But if you missed it, that we rely on a chazaka person. There's a bedik, he does adequate bedik. Cheskas bar. That's how this rush will answer the question of why bedik we don't do bittul. Not so pushy because it's such an easy answer to the simple. But by saying you don't even have to do an easy answer. So it's not as obvious, you know. The funny thing about the Ran is that he mentions both. And it's so funny, the Ran, he brings out Tysus. And he also says the other reason that you don't have to do simple is because it's not as obvious. Like this, he wants to cover all bases. Okay. Alright, so we have here a Machlaikis, the Russian Tysus, an important Machlaikis. Tosfos just brings another raya, the chemash beperakama, the parak the chimishkachas lo levatle, mashma the chol kavod lo mishkachas lo yava bayirah. The Gemara is mashma, once you did bedika, you're not over on bayirah. So the teretz we have is not over on bayirah. Why? Because he's saying a chazakas. Even if you miss something, you're anonymous. You rely on a chazak, which you're allowed to rely, so it's not a problem. But the second half of Tosfos, Siksha Rashba, the Lukashim, Hechishori lahacha lachaya shadaka lahatmin Hatsanam v'perakama Asher Mashayim v'chenu b'tzina kadeh shalai tito p'chulda b'fana Yitzah b'dika acha. If you have to worry a chulda is going to take it, so certainly you can't give it to a chulda in the first place. Kosh yishosu li pay this name. The Tosh says yesh lachavet v'chaya v'chulda v'dilm b'vateya v'batim d'ahi lai matzah kulay k'vay chulda that's your menace before you'll be stopped. What place is that? The chulda you have to worry about. Chuldas are expert hiders of food. Animals, they don't hide, maybe they hide in the woods, but they don't normally hide in the house. So a chaya you don't have to worry about. Mashma from Tosfos, that when you feed the chaya on Erev Pesach, you don't even have to watch it. You don't have to watch it. You put the food in front of the chaya, and you kur alive, mishum dematzmala, so there's no problem. The Rush argues on this part of Tosis also. The Rush says that Avada or Gemara does not mean you're allowed to feed an animal food on Erev Pesach and not worry about it. You have to be oimed on that. You have to stand there and watch it. You have to stand over the animal. You feed your animal Erev Pesach on it. You've got to stand there and watch it. Make sure that it eats up its meal, and if it doesn't, that it doesn't hide it. Not like that. He says, Agamara only means maybe it should be chayshish that he'll look away, he'll turn away. So then, the chaya, yeshvin lechayim, should the matna love. If chayshish will look away, the chaya will hide. But avad lechatchila, the Rosh says, yeah, if you see an animal, I'll tell you, you have to check. You can't, not like Taisis. Taisis, the kashu, Taisis, kashu, some chul. The Rosh says, not well, they're hiding it. And Agamara, you have to watch out for an animal hiding it. Let us be riddle. That's the Russian argument on the second part of the case. Okay, let's move on. Let's get to the next Gemara. Michael Lenachri, Shita. But look at me, how this is the time, Karna. The Tani Bashami and William God, and Kemsa Lenachri. Okay, there by Shifa Kaidan Pesach. What's the Shama Shita? What's the Shama Shita? You're not allowed to sell your chametz to a guy unless you know sheyichla kaidem apesach. What does that mean? What does Shami say? Why can't I sell to a guy on Pesach? I'm allowed to get out of the We're talking about 2 days before Pesach. Right? Kaidem Pesach. 2 days before, or even the Erev Pesach in the morning. I'm not allowed to sell a guy my chametz, or even 2 months, even a month before. I'm not allowed to sell a guy a large supply of chametz. He's not going to finish it in time. Why? What? Am I allowed to eat chametz a week before Pesach? I'm allowed to eat it. I can eat it, but I can't sell it to a guy. Why? Because I have to get rid of it. What does that mean? I have to make sure that what? But on Pesach, I'm not allowed to court that chametz should get anybody should have enough chametz. On Pesach, but Erev Pesach, am I allowed to take my chametz a day before Pesach and feed it to Beis Shalakka? Of course, I feed it to my Beis Shalakka. I feed it to Beis Shalakka. So I can't give it to a guy unless the guy will finish it before Pesach. What's his fault? The Chiddush of Chametz doesn't exist like Pesach. So what's Rashi? You're right, Rashi say. What's Rashi say? Mitzvah of Bari Menorah. That means you own Chametz any time. You have to make sure that Chametz is not in the world on Pesach. That's Pesach on the Chiddush, right?
All the way to the Chiddush.
That's not what Pesach on the Chiddush.
Okay.
Let's assume that Shami holds 30 days. It doesn't matter. Let's say 30 days. So any chametz I have 25 days before Pesach, Tashbisu is mechayiv me to make sure that it doesn't exist in the world. Not enough I get it out of my insurance. I have to make sure it's totally destroyed. It's very important. We don't talk about Beishamai. I'll tell you why. It's very, very important. Let's think for a second. Beishamai holds the Chiddush. Now, before we get to Beishamai, what's the Chiddush of Beishamai? And if you would tell this to anybody, they'd tell you it's a big Chiddush. What if someone had learned the Gemara? And you tell them, you know, a week before Pesach, you now sell your chametz to a guy because you have a chiyuv to make sure it's totally destroyed. So what's the Chiddush in that? What's strange about it?
You have to worry about
the good video. It's not mine anymore. It's not mine anymore. If it's not mine anymore, who cares what happens to it? Who cares? What? Kasha? No, I can't be sure. I don't know if you We pass my bit too. But what? The Torah says Tashbisu, so the translation, like the Shani, Tashbisu means destroy the Chametz. Mibatechem, we already had a Mibot. That's something that's not under your control, you don't have to worry about it. Right? It's a Kadin, that you learned as a Kabbalah prior, that doesn't count. But any Chametz that's under your control, you have to totally destroy from the world, but they shun it. They still disagree. What? What's not under your control? But you should sell it to the guy. Once you sell it to the guy, you suck. But don't sell it to a guy. You sell it to a guy, it's still going to exist. Why am I making a fuss? Because what if they still hold? That means what? Up to the last minute, you could sell. Fine. What's the up to the last minute? What about the afternoon of Erev Pesach? What if they still hold? The afternoon of Erev Pesach, someone still has chametz. Can't sell it, it's also go to a guy, he tells the guy, listen, see this chametz? It's hefker. I have no benefit. So the guy takes it home. Is that adequate according to the Beis Hillel? He's getting rid. Hanaf from chametz. Now, the guy if he not explained it to me, it could be a problem. But I'm saying, let's say I take chametz. It's Erev Pesach in the afternoon. I take my chametz, I put it on my curb. So somebody walks down the block, he sees a nice bottle of whiskey, so he takes it home. So, assuming it's a guy. Am I? Did I solve my problem or didn't I? Am I okay? Am I not okay? Look, what does the Hillel hold after this man? Does the Hillel agree with a Shammai that after this man, you must destroy it? It's not enough. Just get out of your house. Where does the Hillel disagree with a Shammai? The Shammai said this chiddush 30 days before, 20 days before, even a minute before. That's too much of a chiddush. But maybe the Hillel is my defendant, and this man is there. It's not enough. Or they say, so we'll argue with the whole thing. It's also destroyed. The kid is destroyed. You follow, there are two ways to learn this Gemara. Until now, there's a fear of beer. But is beer, is it enough? Well, of course, then you have to burn it. Because if you have to burn it, Lelaki, that's only before Shashi, you should get Shashi, Hashbisatah, Bechaldam. Two ways of Chachamim. Hashbisatah, Bechaldam. So is it enough? That's the question. Is it enough? Is that hashpasa? The guy's going to take it and keep it. Is that hashpasa? Of course, that's a behuda. You have to burn it. I'm talking about chacham. What's a chacham? Now we practice it. Hashpasa b'chol da. If a guy takes it home, is that enough? That depends how you learn this gemara. Where does Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel come out as the same. Beis Shammai said two kedushin. He said hashpasa means it's got to be destroyed. Not enough to give it to God. And that before this man, 30 days before this man, you already have a chiyuv hashpasa. He said two kedushin. Beis Hillel said, look, I disagree with you. 30 days before this man, even 2 days, even 1 day, even a minute before this man, I disagree. So fine, that he disagrees with. But does he disagree with the concept that Ashpasa has to be destroyed? Tremendous nafkamina. I'll tell you the nafkamina. I mentioned to you once before that there are places to talk about the situation where a Rav got stuck, his guy, he has promised to sell to a guy, and the guy didn't show up, or the guy showed up drunk, whatever, the Rav got stuck. And until he got a hold of a guy to take the chametz from him, it was already the afternoon. What does the Rav do? They can't sell it to the guy because he can't take money from it. The question is, I mentioned to you then, I think it was a Truvitz and a Yeshua, I don't remember, that said, an answer. Said, if you trust the guy to play along with you, he said, sell the guy the kaka under the chametz, wherever the chametz is. Memela, the guy will be kind of the chametz from Hefker. And if the Pesach, if he's a smart guy, so he'll keep it. But if he's a guy, he has the habit of giving it to you, so after Pesach, he'll give it to you back, give it back to you. He said you could do that, even after the Pesach, in the afternoon. I think I told you I once had a ma'aser. I once had a ma'aser with a rav from out of town who mailed his shtaros into a rav in town, and the mail didn't come till I checked up in the afternoon. Mail didn't come. I think it happened to your uncle, from the cat, I think. You got to stop if someone from out of town. Eric pays up in the afternoon. What do you do? So it's one thing if the person in his house, he's got a couple of bottles of whiskey, you call him up and tell him give it to the whiskey. But if it's a rub, with a whole, you know, circle, we got fired. Right? 200 families worth of chametz, and some of them have significant chametz. And you can announce to them, what do you do? Can you sell it Eric pays up in the afternoon? So there's no knas, he said, for Erev Pesach. Like you just said, there's no knas. Not from Shavuot over Pesach, if you get rid of it. This depends on how you learn the Gemara. There's a tshuva in the Abinezer, the Chashem Mishpat, and the Tzvi Zayin. And he says that there are two ways to learn the Gemara. Why if they so disagree with Eishanai? And it's an adult. He's writing a letter to someone else, I don't think it says the name, obviously Adam Gadol. It's the last paragraph, the next last paragraph, he writes, he begs him, please let me know how you hold about this, because it's a gap in many, many things for myself. And he mentions this example of somebody like Chametz in the sixth hour. He was either by Rabbi, I must have killed him, but right now he's got to get rid of his Chametz. So if he gets a great detective from him, is that adequate? But you have to destroy it. It depends how you learn, they go here against the Shaman. What? It seems from the Shuvah Yeshua that he passed the Kula. Because he says the Seisa. He says the Seisa. It seems he passed the Kula. Also that he doesn't bring the Raya. Bring the Raya the Kula from a Rush. The Rush says that according to Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon holds Chavis and Erev Pesach as Mutabah Anot. You have to get rid of it, but you're allowed to, you can get rid of it by eating it, and get rid of it. Get rid of it by having an off of it, that. So, according to Reb Shimon, which was promised by Erev Pesach, and Mutabah Anot, the Rosh said you could sell it to a guy, Erev Pesach. The promise of Erev Pesach is a mitzvah kashrut, so, but Mutabah Anot, you could sell it and get money from it. Rabbi Nezer says that's a rayon. Rabbi Tzillel argues in both the kudos. First of all, he holds it doesn't apply 30 days before, even a minute before. And second of all, he argues that he holds that you don't have to destroy it. It's enough to get it out of the Jew's house. And that would be a raya lakula. Rabbi Nezer himself says, I'll be spoiler, and it's a tasty. He would learn the Gemara. He could learn the Gemara differently. He would, if he had to learn the Gemara, he'd say that Beis Hillel is arguing with Beishami only in one price. But if he would agree, he has to destroy it.
I don't know.
What?
How do we not say he'll make a Beishami?
The Rush. No, but we see the Rush type. Well, we want the Shimon to be from the Shammai. We don't assume it's the Rishita. So if the Shimon holds, if the Rush holds, of course, if Shimon can sell it out of Pesach, presumably the Shul would hold, you know, sell it, but if you get out of your Shul, that would be enough. I'll go put him this one again. After tomorrow, please, on Charchai. Charchai is the next main stick for you here. Big, it's one line, but it's a major. The Gemara of Karsai Kaidim's Mani is major. There's a machlech to Rush and the Ram on Karsai. Make sure you learn the Rush and the Ram. And if you get past that, there are a few truths on this linion. It's just, you should appreciate both Karsai. We can destroy it before Pesach, right? The Shaila, that everyone has all these lists of Pesach, of toothpaste, and shampoo, and soap, and medicine. Who needs the list? The whole question whether you need a list all depends on this one line Gemara. Chorfei Kaidim's Mani. Now, Chavis, before Pesach, he made it not edible. There's still a problem on that. It depends on this Gemara and the Gemara and then Hey as well, which is similar, and on the Rush, so please support Gemara.